Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Dr. Grace Chang is at Mount Sinai and the chair of Stop the Bleed Initiative, something that most of us never thought we needed to know other than our basic first aid courses. Why is this important, Dr. Chang, especially since what happened in Highland Park?
Yeah, unfortunately, just even the last 10 years, there have been so many mass shootings in the U.S. and throughout the world. And after the Sandy Hook shootings in 2012, there was an initiative called Stop the Bleed. Essentially, it's a more advanced first aid kind of course specifically for people who are bleeding to death. And it's really important because it's important for bystanders in a mass casualty or even accidents to be able to learn how to control bleeding. And they could potentially save a third of people to actually survive to the hospital and get to definitive surgery.
I saw a doctor who was interviewed who, I don't know whether he was called to the scene in Highland Park or he was already on the scene, but he said the damage that is done to people with this type of high-powered artillery is devastating. But you're saying there are first aid techniques that we could use that might actually save them. How long on the average do people have before they, you know, succumb to the bleeding?
I mean, if it's a severe injury, people can bleed out and die within minutes. So it's really important. The whole purpose of Stop the Bleed is it's actually very simple. It's you alert, call 911, B, look for bleeding, and C, compress. And then you compress until EMS arrives, and then they're able to go to the hospital. It's actually pretty easy to actually do pressure or tourniquets. Most people don't have tourniquets, but if you see an area bleeding, all you have to do, if it's a big wound, pack the wound with whatever you have. You don't have to have like combat gauze. You can even take a shirt, put it, pack it in the wound, and hold really firm pressure until the bleeding stops. You don't take off the pressure until EMS comes, and it's pretty straightforward. So just doing that at the scene while waiting for EMS to come can save someone's life.
And if it is a limb, do you use a tourniquet?
Yeah, most people don't have tourniquets. The good thing is EMS has tourniquets. All Chicago police officers have tourniquets. They have for the last 1 or 2 years. If it is bleeding on an extremity, you put the tourniquet 2 to 3 inches above the tourniquet. It's almost like a little Velcro seat belt with this little windlass thing you spin around, and then that will tighten it into place. So if you have a tourniquet, they're very easy to learn how to use. Put them 2 to 3 inches above. If you don't have a tourniquet, just do packing and pressure. And something this simple can save a third of the people, you know, who would have died otherwise.
This is Dr. Grace Chang at Mount Sinai, the chair of Stop the Bleed Initiative. When I promoted that you were going to be on the show, somebody sent me a screenshot of their Google Calendar, and on Saturday, they're going to a class to learn how to do this. Are classes readily available?
Yeah, so actually since this the Stop the Bleed initiative, over 1 million people, I think 1.9 million people have been actually trained worldwide. If you go to bleedingcontrol.org, it'll say how to be an instructor, where the classes are, and the probably the closest place to be to learn. It also has a short video online, if you can't go in person, to show you how to do pressure packing and tourniquets.
So you're saying this national movement, Stop the Bleed, came about after Sandy Hook?
Yeah, after Sandy Hook. So that was when I think 28 people were dead and 2 were injured. I think of those, 20 were children. So the trauma surgeon, Jacob Lundworth, he started this initiative with the government, with EMS, and said, you know what, if we actually taught people, bystanders at the scene, to hold pressure or do tourniquets, we could save so many lives. So just even in the last 10 years, it's really spiraled exponentially.
Because as many people run, there are people who go back or who stay and help. And we spoke with one of those people yesterday. He joined us on the show, literally ran to the, you know, where all the people were murdered and just started helping in any way that he could. And so this is, you never know whether you're going to be the person that's going to run or you're going to be the person that goes in to help, but it's good information to have.
Absolutely. And it's really easy, straightforward stuff to learn.
And so is it being taught in schools? Because prior to him losing his daughter, Gwen, we spoke with Sean Kasten, who represents our area, and he had said that she started one of these programs in her high school. So is this now being taught, or are there Stop the Bleed initiatives in high schools?
Yeah, so every high school in Illinois, because we did some, we went over to Congress and everything, every school has a Stop the Bleed kit. So that's actually really good. And all the teachers should all be trained. And I think they're working on training all the kids in school as well. But Illinois has been very, very good about this initiative.
And I would imagine we can go online. We can go to that website. And is there a video that we could watch so we can all educate ourselves at home?
Yeah, so bleedingcontrol.org. And then one of the first videos that pops up will be just it'll show you how to actually, you know, do pressure packing tourniquets.
And you're saying about a third of people will bleed out before they get to the hospital, so this could save an enormous amount of people.
Yeah, because they've looked at multiple of the mass shootings, like the ones in Vegas, the Pulse nightclub. A third of people bled out before they got to the hospital, and that's consistently the data we see in any of the mass shootings.
Thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your input.
Have a good day. Thank you.
Really not anything that we want to think about, but if you can save a life and you can do it easily by just applying pressure, who wouldn't want to do that? Marnie Hughes is on the phone. We're going to check in with her next. You know her from News Nation. She interviewed Steve Greenberg last night. He is representing the parents of Robert Cremo. We'll see what she found out. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.